Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, and I had to look hard and far to find her. Well, actually, just right down the hall. LaVon Eblen is with us here this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. I'm just great, and it's kind of fun to be on this side of the business here this morning.
Taking the questions.
Yes, yes.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about some things going on with the group ARISE, the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise. LaVon's been very active in that group since the very beginning and continues to be active. It's been a very active group, hasn't it?
It has been. And I do have to do a bit of a correction there. It's not since the beginning, because it actually started when the depot was renovated in 2002. And so I was not involved with it then, but became involved when ARISE acquired the Armory, the American Legion Memorial Building, so have been involved since then. Basically because my husband had a real interest there, and somehow that was important, so
sure.
I'm still involved.
Well, I'm sure it seems like the beginning.
Yes, in some ways.
It's been a while.
Yes.
But a lot of things have been going on. We've seen a lot of activity surrounding both the Armory and the Depot over time. We've seen construction projects going on, renovation projects. We've seen upgrades. We've seen cleaning. We've seen moving things around. We've seen programs go on. We've seen a lot of different activities, probably more than you imagined.
Yes, when you sort of look back and you go, oh my goodness, how long have we been doing this? So I wanted to start out talking about those programs that are at the American Legion Memorial Building. And I just have to insert, most people know this, I keep saying that rather than the Armory, because we need to remind people that it was built to be the American Legion Memorial Building. However, at the same time, it became the Armory. So whichever you want to say, it's fine.
It was both for a long time.
For a long time, yes, since the beginning, actually.
Yeah.
So programs that we've been doing, usually on the third Sunday afternoon of most months. We take a little vacation in the summer. Don't do one in December. But of most months. So coming up, Sunday, January 19th, the third Sunday in this new year, 2020, is scheduled 2 p.m. at the Armory. And we've not done any programs, Jim, in the past about the Civil War. So, hey, maybe it's time to talk about the Civil War.
Why?
Why? It's sort of an important part of our history.
Kind of, yeah.
Yes,
kind
of is. And that is one of the missions of ARISE, is to do education about not only military kinds of things, but also about Atlantic history. So history, preservation, and education. And, you know, we've had some, I think, really good programs. Maybe I'm sort of biased, but I know you've been to some. But we've had some really good speakers, and these recent speakers have mostly been from Humanities Iowa, supporting that, paying the fee. And they have some people from all over Iowa who are experts and have to do a good program. They're not just stand up and I'll tell you what's in my head kind of thing, but have to make it interesting.
Sure. Well, if you were going to do a program about, oh, let's say, for example, Korean War, the Vietnam War, any of the conflicts that we've been involved in here in the Middle East over the last few times around over the years, even World War II, you could get someone to stand up there and give you firsthand experience.
Yes.
So who speaks on behalf of the Civil War?
Well, it's a person who looks like he's in the Civil War, because O.J. Fargo is his name, and he'll come to the program dressed in his full Civil War uniform, and also bringing some artifacts from Civil War. So he really likes people in the audience to kind of put themselves in 1885. That's the right day? That sound right, Jim? 65? That's terrible.
I can't say that. 1860s.
Yes, yes, in 65. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm just an ordinary soldier, and I'm stopping by Atlantic on my way home to talk with my mother about my experiences in the Civil War. And so if you kind of want to put yourself in that place, he says, I like to have a conversation with people asking about ordinary kinds of things. You know, he's not a general. He's just an ordinary soldier and wants to share his experiences. So I think it helps when he comes in his full military uniform.
Sure.
To kind of put us in that mode. And he's the kind of person who can answer almost any question, whatever that might be. You know, he's not one of those, it's like a record where if you interrupt him, you're we're off. He knows all that information. He has copied pages and pages of pictures, over 100,000 pictures of Iowa Civil War participants. Mm-hmm. He has a list that he will bring on the computer of the Iowans who served in the Civil War. So if you have an ancestor that you're wondering about, you could check that out with him. This is all on Sunday, 2 o'clock, at the American Legion Memorial Building. And, of course, we always have a little coffee and cookies and that sort of thing and a chance to visit with the person that's doing the presentation.
Absolutely. So he's role-playing. He's giving you, like, a firsthand account of the experiences. So where did he come up with all this information, then? From reading letters and things?
Yes, he said he's been a history buff since he was a kid, and actually was not very interested in the Civil War until he became a reenactor in, I believe it was 1993. Sure. And so, you know, all of those reenactors have to really study all of the history. And so, yeah, then you start researching all the sources there are for that information.
As you mentioned, I've been to some of the programs, and some of them, they're all interesting, and they're all a little different. But it seems like a lot of times it's, you know, folks showing slides, pictures, different types of things like that, telling us stories about, you know, other people's experiences and what have you. Don't know that I've been to one where we've had someone actually trying to make it seem like it's their firsthand experience.
Mm-hmm. Real thing. I think we've only had one other person, and that's been Pippa, a woman who portrays people, real life people. I think she's the only other one who's actually done that.
Very good.
Yeah, so it should be a very interesting guy, interesting presentation.
Yeah, and I'm sure that'll zip away in a hurry, too, because those are very entertaining. So make sure you come with some questions. Challenge him a little bit.
You bet.
Make him work for his money here today and see what he's got going on there. That's fun. That's very interesting stuff and a lot of good stuff. Iowa had a very big part in the Civil War. Iowa was very new at that time, but we had a very, very big part in the Civil War. And you don't have to look any further than Lewis to see some of the remnants of that, too.
That's right. But he says in his computer base, we can't look up Atlantic. Atlantic did not exist at that date. Cass County. We have Cass County information. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's just sort of a plus factor, I think, in addition to learning more. And if you say, I don't think I'm interested in the Civil War, I'm guessing he could help make you interested in the Civil War,
at least
for the afternoon.
You may be surprised, especially if you look at that list, what you find. You may someone you you may have not crossed paths with them, but they may have had something to do with you. Yeah. You never know.
And a familiar name, at least.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Family names, oftentimes in different places in the state. I know we are more mobile now than we used to be, but still, you get family names that are recognizable in certain areas. You may find some of those things. So always interesting to be able to kind of piece it close to home. Very good.
So I just remind folks, every third Sunday afternoon through April, and then in May is the Bada Bada Bing Bang. So, yeah, as you say, go on our website, Facebook. We try to keep up to date. We don't always do that very well, but... there'll be information there about what's happening.
And before we sat down to visit this morning, too, you were telling me that you've been doing these presentations now for, this would be like the fourth year you've been going on doing
these. Yeah, amazing. And all kinds, not just military, but also about Atlantic, because the Atlantic History Center is also at the Armory. And so, you know, we did some during the sesquicentennial. I've stopped to think that word. You know, we did some things about Atlantic. We've had a really good program about the railroads, and so it's more than military, but, you know, and we're always open to suggestions. If there's something that you would like to hear about, let us know, and we'll start researching how to find that.
Absolutely. Make sure you enjoy those presentations. Folks put a little bit of time in putting these together, so get out and enjoy some of those. It's a comfortable atmosphere there to enjoy those and just visit a little bit afterward, too. Plenty of time. With regard to the facilities, too, I know there have been some facility work going on. How's that coming?
Very good. People who have not been to the Memorial Hall, which is the meeting space, are just amazed at how it looks and what facilities are there. So we haven't had any weddings there yet. That may be coming. We've had several funeral memorial meetings there, lots of other family reunions and meetings of various kinds. So that is available. And again, you can go online and find out more about that. But when we talk about facilities, we need to at least mention the depot, because and I think most folks know, but maybe not everybody, that Arise owns the depot as well as the American Legion Memorial Building. And that's when the Arise organization started, was when the depot began its renovation in 2002. And when they kind of got done with that, they said, well, what are we going to do next? And we, long history about getting the memorial building. But recent work on the depot was replacing those windows that have been there since it was built. And they needed a little, you know, the heating, cooling is a problem. I think most people don't know which ones have been replaced and which ones haven't, because the point is to make it look the same. They don't look like new windows. And as they say, that's an objective. They are not completely done. We did not have enough money to buy all of the windows, but we're working on that again. So windows, and then we've added draperies, a little bit of work to be done on those. But, you know, you think about, your home isn't so old. There's still maintenance, but every old building has maintenance, you bet. And, of course, when we decided to do the windows, we also found out we had to do a new heat pump. And that was immediate. You couldn't put that on. So anyhow, if anybody would like to donate, we're still taking donations. We still need money to finish up those projects. And we'll continue to have those kinds of projects. The kitchen is underway at the armory, and it's getting near done, but there's a few more months of that. But right. That will be a great addition, too. So yeah. Always something going on at both of those buildings. And, of course, the depot has a place that you can meet also.
Yep, absolutely. And it's nice that, as you touched on there, too, that not only do you need to bring them up to current standards, but also respecting the integrity of what it was and the history of it. You're going to go in there and you're still going to see, even though there have been a lot of renovations, well, like at the American Legion Memorial Building, for example, you're going to find that it was done true to the history of that location. So it's kind of interesting to see some of that, too, as well as the programs that go on. If someone would like to donate, how would they do that?
Well, the easy way is to send a check to Arise. This is a really hard one to remember. Post Office Box 1. Remember the first. You could contact me. You can contact Steve Livengood. He's the president. Bob Boots. There's several people. On the door at the armory, there's a list of three people who you can contact if you need to do that.
Perfect.
But Post Office Box 1, Arise, will get a check to us.
Or you can just hand them a check when you come this Sunday for the program. At 2:00
even
at the
better.
American Legion Memorial Building. Should be a fun one. And I know you had a chance to visit with that gentleman here earlier this week, too. So a lot of fun. Hope folks come out and take advantage of the opportunity. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, you're welcome.